This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana's residential and small business energy customers should brace themselves for much, much higher energy costs because Montana's monopoly energy utility, Northwestern Energy, is making a historic rate increase request to raise residential electricity rates by 25% or more and natural gas base rates by about $14 million. The Public Service Commission, the elected body tasked with protecting Montana energy ratepayers, was set to hold a hearing on Northwestern Energy's proposed $120 million electricity and natural gas rate increase, but just 1 week before the hearing, the utility company announced it had reached a settlement agreement with four parties previously opposed to its proposal. As a result, Montana's elected all-Republican utility board spent much of last week reviewing that settlement agreement in an occasionally tense public hearing rather than combing through the details of Northwestern's initial proposal to raise electricity and natural gas rates. Northwestern has spent about $1 billion on capital investments since its last rate case, which was finally decided in late 2020 when the PSC authorized the utility to collect a $6.5 million increase from electricity customers. Now, Northwestern wants its customers to cover the immense expenditures it has made. Proponents of the settlement include the Montana Consumer Council, a small state agency charged with representing consumer interests in regulatory matters before the PSC, the large customer group with high power bills such as oil refineries, the lumber company Idaho Forest Group, and mining company Sibanye-Stillwater, Walmart, which pays a seven-figure electricity bill annually to power its 14 Montana stores, and a coalition representing the interests of Northwestern's large federal customers, including Malmstrom Air Force Base in Great Falls. Opponents of the settlement argue that Northwestern has proposed a historic rate increase that will fall almost entirely on the utility's residential and small business customers at a time when many cannot afford to pay more. Opponents representing climate and renewable energy groups also bristled at their exclusion from settlement talks and said that the increase that Northwestern is seeking reflects irresponsible financial decisions by the utility. The Montana Consumer Council said that Northwestern will not be able to recoup construction costs of the $250 million Laurel gas plant, which is currently stalled by court order, until the plant comes into service, so ratepayers will cover the lost cost. Montana utility attorney Monica Trunnell, a previous candidate for Congress, said that almost all, 93%, of the $81 million increase for electricity service will fall on Northwestern's residential and small business customers. Trunnell said that regular Montana ratepayer interests were not adequately represented in settlement negotiations and that the settling parties' agreement discriminates against small ratepayers. She asked the commission to scrap the settlement and engage all stakeholders in a more inclusive negotiation. Heated discussion of the rate case was not confined to the streamed and recorded proceedings in Helena. It spilled over into PSC commissioners' voicemails and inboxes. At one point during the proceedings, District 1 Commissioner Randy Pinocchi said his constituents are reeling over the proposal. Pinocchi said, "You listen to the voicemail on my cell phone, my home phone, and my work phone here. I've never heard anything like it. We absolutely have rate shock." Pinocchi said he's concerned the rate increases will threaten the viability of farming operations in his district, the state's largest and most rural, given the high power demands of irrigation equipment. Settlement proceedings started last Tuesday and continued into Friday. The commission has 9 months to issue a decision. If it rejects the settlement, it will continue to wade through the rate case filing itself that Northwestern submitted last summer. At the Boston Marathon on Monday, Missoula native Mark Messmer placed 31st in the 127th running of the marathon. Messmer is a Missoula Sentinel and University of Montana graduate. He ran the race in 2 hours, 20 minutes, 30 seconds. Messmer was one of more than 15,000 competitors in the men's division, with a winning time being 2:05:54. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.